Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Gil Laman Gimel. We are starting about the fifth line of the two dots with the core for the mission of Eino Elohim and Achash Ben. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sarabas Biaka Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Moshe had said that leaning on Monday and Thursday doesn't count as part of the Achash Ben, and we start again from the beginning of the parsha on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, it's not Antonio those teaching Raisa Elohim and Achash Ben that does count as part of the Achash Ben. Rabbi Zaira Ab Bar Yirmiya quotes of Masna B'Shem Shmuel that Halacha Kamishu Aimer Eino Elohim and Achash Ben Kimas Nisen. The Halacha is like our Mishnah that it does not count as part of the Achash Ben. Now into general discussion about Kriyas HaTayra. It's not Antonio those teaching Raisa Paseach V'Roya. A person opens the Torah, he sees where they're going to be reading from, Gaol, then he rolls it back up again, Mavarch, and then he makes a bracha. That's because he makes the bracha with an open Torah. People might say that the brachas are written in the Torah, so he has to roll it and close it before he makes the brachas. Whereas this time, those is teaching a bracha, Pesach, V'Roya, Mavarch, that he opens it, sees it, and makes a bracha just like that. And Zaira Abar Yirmiya quotes from Masa, Mashem Shmuel, Halacha Kmishu, and Pesach, V'Roya, Mavarch, that looks like the Mandu Amar, that he opens it, sees, and makes the bracha right there. Umatam, what's the source for this? This has to do with Ezra. It tells us, Uchapischai, when he opened it, Amdu Kalam, the whole nation stood, and Umaksi Basre, what does it say afterwards, by Varch Ezra Hashem Elokim HaGadol, that Ezra blessed Hashem Elokim HaGadol, and so we see that the Torah was still open when he made the bracha. Now he has Rav Gidlai, how did he make Hashem great? It says he blessed Hashem Elokim HaGadol. So Rav Gidl Amar B'Shem HaFirush, Ezra said the Shem HaFirush, whereas Rav Masna Amar B'Vracha Gidlai, he made the bracha. That's why he made the name of Hashem great. And Rav Simon says the Shem Rav Shubi Levi, Loma Nikar Anshe Knesset HaGadola, why are they called the Anshe Knesset HaGadola? Shechzirus HaGadol Yishna, because they brought the greatness back to its original state. What does that mean? So Rav Pinchas tells us Moshe Hiskin Matbeya Shel Tefila. Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking the Matbeya, the proper form of Tefila, namely that we're supposed to say Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VaHanoira. Now Yirmiya Amar Hakel HaGadol HaGibor. Yirmiya Anavi said Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VeLoy Amar Noira, but he didn't say Noira. Now the question is why would Gibor? So why did he say Gibor? Meaning why did he describe Hashem this way? That's because Lozen Noili Kars Gibor. It's fitting to call Hashem Gibor Shu Raya Churban Beisav Shaisek. Then he sees destruction of his house and he's quiet. Yirmiya lived at the time of the Churban and he sees that there's another nation destroying Hashem's house and Hashem is still quiet and he doesn't punish them right away. That's considered a great display of Gevura that he's marich af and he delays his anger. So v'lama loy amar naira, why did Yirmiya not say the word naira? That's because ein naira el beis hamikdash. Naira refers to beis hamikdash. The pasuk says naira elikim mimikdash shecha. But now we see something that seems the opposite. Daniel amar. Daniel said hakel hagadol v'hanaira. So the question is v'lama loy amar gibor. Why didn't he say that Hashem was gibor? The answer is banu mesur mekaylarin. Your children are in chains. This is still in Galus Bavel. Eichan he gevura asai. Where's his gevura that he's going to take them out? So v'lama hu amar naira. Why did Daniel say naira? The answer is lozen nali kars naira. To this one, it's fitting to call naira b'naira is sha'asa imanu b'kivshana esh, because the naira is the wonders that Hashem did with us in the kivshana esh. That's refers to Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, who were thrown into the fiery furnace and they were saved. So that's an expression of naira is of Hashem even in galus. Now v'kimin sh'amdu anshe knesset hagdola. Once anshe knesset hagdola got up, hechzirus hagdola liyoshna. They brought the gdola back to its place because the pasuk tells us va'atol ikenu hakel hagadol hagibor va'naira shemer b'zvachesed al yimatol v'nechav v'gaimer. As we see, they used both of these lashinas. Now the question is, a person, regular Basar V'dam, he's able to set a limit to these things. He's able to decide how to praise Hashem and when to praise Him. How do these people take out or put in these different words? So Rabbi Yisrael Bar Elazar explains, the Nevi'im knew that their God was Amiti, He was truthful, and they're not machnif Him, they're not going to praise Him, and Hashem doesn't want their praise if it's not sincere, and they, who are the great Nevi'im, they're on this level, they're able to take out or put in these words if they feel they're not fitting. Hajjalach Parak Meneo Ir, Mazar finishing the third Parak of Mesechus Megillah, just like Mesechus finished this Parak together, which Mesechus finished the entire Mesechus Megillah together, and of course, all of Shas Rishami together. And moving right on to beginning of the last Parak of the Mesechta, the Mishnah tells us, Hakarasa Megillah, Amid V'yashiv, person reads the Megillah, standing or sitting. Nakar Echad, Karushnayim, Yatza. If one person read it or two people read it, they're Yatze. Now we're getting to discussion about this in the Gemara, but in general, we say that Trei Kali Lai Mishtamai, two voices can't be heard. So with all other parts of Torah, we can't have two people reading. It's only with Kriyas Megillah that it's so chavivi, it's so precious to everyone, that even if two people read, everyone's going to be able to be focused, and that's why it's not a problem. Another din, Makom Shnagol Levarich Yavarich, Shalai Levarich Loi Levarich, a place where they have a minig to make the bracha at the end of the Megillah, so they make that bracha. If the minig is not to make a bracha, so don't make a bracha. Now onto regular Kriyas HaTorah, B'Sheni uvechamishi uvechabbos b'mincha, on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos b'mincha, Karn Shloisha, with three aliyahs, Ein Pechsem Rein, Mimasifin Alein, no doing less and no more, no more than that, because it's a tircha on the tzibur, and three is the minimum, and also Ve'in Maftirin B'Navi, no reading after a Navi. That's also because it's a Tircha on the Tzibur. Now, Pesach V'chaisem B'Torah V'Baruch L'Fnei L'Achareha, the one who opens and who closes the Torah, he makes a bracha before and afterwards. Now, this is talking about in the times of the Mishnah, where the minhag was that the first Ayle, he made the first bracha, and the last Ayle, he made the last bracha, and all the people in between didn't make any brachas. Lam Gimel Beis on top, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Karsa Megillah, Amid V'yashiv Chulu, ask the Gemara, Mal Sha'avar, Habit Chilo Loi, is that Mashma from the Mishnah, from the Lashon of Ha'kai Kairei, one who did read the Megillah, so that seems to be that it's only Bidiyeved. And if a person happened to have read it sitting, okay, he's Yaitse. But L'chadchila, he's not allowed to do that. The problem with that is, V'atani with Braisa, Maisab Rameir Shakarim Yoshev Beis HaKnesses Shal Tevin, there's a story that Rameir, he read the Megillah sitting in the Beis HaKnesses of Tevin, and another thing that he did is, V'nasal Acher Bir Chaleha, he gave it to somebody else to make the bracha on, and Rameir would definitely not do something Bidiyeved. The Gemara says, you're right, Kina Masisa, this is a way to understand the Mishnah, Mutter L'Kreisa Aymed, Mutter L'Kreisa Yoshev, L'chadchila, one's allowed to read it standing, and L'chadchila, one's also allowed to read it sitting. Now we just ask on the second thing that Rameir did, Ma, Noisal Acher Mavarch Chaleha, Zekar V'Zem Mavarch, what? He gave it to somebody else to make a bracha on, this one's reading and this one's making a bracha, and the answer to that is yes, not a problem. One person can make the bracha, another one can read, and we see something similar. Rav Hundas is Bashir of Yirmiya, Mikancha Shemeka Kairei. From the following thing, we see that a person who hears is like he's reading. So even if one person made the bracha, another person could read, and it's like the other one was reading. Where do we see this? The pasuk says, Asher Karlufnei Melch Yehuda, that they read in front of the kings of Yehuda. Now, really, perhaps a more apropos pasuk to quote would be where it says around the same story, Asher Kara Melch Yehuda, that the king of Yehuda read, and the problem with that is, V'loi Shafan Karya, didn't Shafan, didn't he read this? This has the story where Chilkiah HaKayin gave a Sefer Torah to Shafan and he read it in front of Melch Yeshio, but the pasuk seems to say that the king himself read it. How do we understand this? El Mikan, from here we learn, Shashemeh HaKayrei, that if a person heard, it's as if he read. Now we get into another discussion. Ma'u Lamed B'nei Sefer Torah? Does a person have to stand in front of a Sefer Torah? So Chilkiah quotes Rav Simon Shemer Blazer, B'nei Benahu Aymed, Loi Kol Shekeim B'nei Torah Atzma. If one has to stand in front of its son, which means a Talmud Chacham, you have to stand up for Talmud Chacham, that's based off of a pasuk. When we say for sure you have to stand up in front of a Torah, a similar discussion, Zeshu Aymed Likers B'Torah, a person saying to read the Torah, Mipnei Mahu Aymed, why is he standing when he's reading from the Torah? Is it Mipnei Kvayda, because of its kavod, meaning the kavod of the Torah, or Mipnei Kvayda Rabim, or because of the kavod of the Rabim, since he's in the Tzibur, it's only proper to stand for everyone. What's the difference? In Tamar, if you want to say Mipnei Kvayda, it's because of the kavod of the Torah, so Afilu Ben Levena, even if he's reading the Torah by himself and there's no one else there, he would have to stand. Whereas in Tamar, Mipnei Kvayda Rabim, if you want to say it's because of the kavod of Rabim, pay attention to the Girsa change, Ben Levena Atzmai, Loi. If he was reading it by himself, he would not have to. And since we see that we only stand when we read the Torah Barabim in public, it seems to be it's because of the kavod of the Tzibur. However, says the Gemara, not a raya, make kvaydahu aymed. Really, we're standing because of the kavod of the Torah itself. It's just an Imrat Kain, if you're going to say that, meaning if you're going to say that when he's reading the Torah alone, he has to stand. So afu misatzel v'ino kairei, he's going to be lazy and he's not going to read when he's doing it himself because he has to stand. He says it's too much, I don't want to stand, so he's not going to read the Torah at all. Therefore, we say that he only has to stand in the Tzibur, but really, he's standing for the kavod of the Torah, not because of the kavod of Tzibur. Rav Shlomo Rav Yitzchak went to a shul. Chamachad Bar Nosh, he saw a person kaim mitargem samach lamuda. He saw that he was standing and saying targum, leaning on the amud. That targum is what they used to do back in the times of Mishnah and Gemara, and nowadays even the Temanim still have this practice. Is where we have the kairei of the Torah, he reads, and then we have mitargem, he translates the pasuk in Aramaic. So Shlomo Bar Yitzchak saw this mitargem leaning against the amud. So Amalei told him, "Aser lecha, you're not allowed to do that." Kashim shenitna be'em of yira. The same way the Torah was given in ema and yira, kach anu tzichim lenugba be'em of yira. We also have to treat it with ema and yira, and you can't be leaning when you're saying it. Now something similar of Chaga Amar, he says that Rosh Shlomo Bar Yitzchak ala kanishta. Another story of Rosh Shlomo Bar Yitzchak, he went to a shul chama chazana kaim mitargem v'loy mekim barnash tachtoi. He saw that the chazan himself, meaning the balkairei, that he was also saying the targum, and he didn't put somebody else in his place. He was doing both. He was doing the kriyas ha'tayra and the targum. So Amalei told him, "Aser lecha, you're not allowed to do that." Kashim shenit na aliday sarsur. The same way the Torah was given through an intermediary, Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe, who then told it to Klal Yisrael. So to us, we have to, so to speak, give it over with a sarsur. So we have to have a balkairei and a separate mitargem. Now, all Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi of the Sheila, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi went up and he asked this as a question: do we need a sarsur? Is that the way to do it? And he answered from the following pasuk, where Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Anochi amid bein Hashem uveinechem, I was standing between Hashem and you." But Esahi at that time, lahagil lachem is dvar Hashem, to tell you the word of Hashem. So we see that it needs to be given through a sarsur. Another case, Rav Chaga Amar, he said as follows: the Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Yitzchak Kanishta, he went into a shul and Chamachad Sefer Moshe Targum Mgai Sifra, he saw a Sefer was reading the Targum from a Sefer. He wasn't translating out loud by heart, he was reading it from a book. So Amalei told him, "Aser lecha, you're not allowed to do that." Dvarm Shenayru Bepeh, Bepeh, Udvarm Shenayru Beksav, Beksav. Those words that were said by heart, so those are said by heart, and those that were written down were written down. And since Targum was said over Bepeh, you have to say Bepeh, and you're not allowed to read it from the Ksav. Now we're starting for the day, we'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss something similar. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.